Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the series Qiyamah, the final reckoning. In our last discussion, we mentioned that there will be three categories of people on the day of Qiyamah: the unbelievers, the believers who were sinful, and the believers who were righteous. And we were discussing the state of the unbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. And we went through various ayat which talk about how their eyes will be lowered with humility, how there will be disgrace all over their faces, how they will be bewildered and confused when they come out of the grave. They would wish that they remained in the grave, although they were tormented there. But they now realize that there's going to be a greater torment, tammatul kubra, a greater catastrophe. Their clothes would be of pitch and copper, you know, highly flammable. They would be chained, مقررين في الأسفاد. Their hearts will be in their throats. إذ القلوب لدى الحناجر. يوم الحسرة, it will be a day of great regret for them. They would bite on their hands out of regret and say, if only we had followed the path of the messenger. If only we had not taken so-and-so as a friend. يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah says on the day that Qiyamah will take place, the criminals will be plunged into destruction with deep regrets. يَوْمَئِذِ يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَعَصَوُ الرَّسُولَ لَوْ تُسَوَّى بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. Those who disbelieved and disobeyed the messenger on that day will wish they were buried in the earth. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the unbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I be dust. Now, you get unbelievers who do good in this world. What will be then the nature of their actions, their good actions? Their bad actions, obviously, it goes without saying, that cannot help them in any way. But their good actions, Allah says in Surah Nur, أَوْ كَذُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ يَغُشَّاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ. Or the state of an unbeliever is like the darkness in a vast deep sea, overwhelmed with waves, topped by dark clouds. Darkness upon darkness. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْدُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. If a man stretches out his hands, he can hardly see his own hand. Such is the darkness. So, whatever charity they gave in this world, you know, they upheld ties of kinship, they help people, etc. That will not save them from eternal punishment. It won't save them from Jahannam. It won't secure them entry into Jannah. Allah says it's like a mirage. You know, when you think there's water, but there's no water. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ. As for those who disbelieve, their deeds are like a mirage. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةِ يَحْسَبُهُ الضَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Like a mirage in a desert, the thirsty one thinks it to be water. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ. Until he comes there, لَمْ يَجْهِدُ شَيْئًا. He doesn't find anything. So, it won't save them from eternal damnation. In another verse, Allah says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we shall turn to whatever deeds they, meaning the unbelievers, did, and we shall make such deeds as scattered floating particles of dust. Floating particles of dust, meaning it will be worthless. So yes, they may have been very devoted, they may have done a lot of good, but it won't avail them in terms of protecting them from eternal damnation. Allah says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we not tell you who are the greatest losers in terms of their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought they were acquiring good by their deeds. Meaning they thought they were doing a lot of good, but in reality, their efforts were being wasted. Why? Why will there be no value to their deeds? Because Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. It's because their deeds didn't have a solid foundation. The foundation is Islam and Iman. Allah says, whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him. And in the year after, he will be one of the losers. One day, Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Messenger of Allah, during Jahiliyyah, Ibn Jad'an used to uphold the ties of kinship. He used to feed the poor. Will it benefit him at all? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will not be of any benefit to him, because he never said, even for one day, that, O Lord, forgive me my sins on the day of judgment. Meaning he didn't have iman. So the scholars explain that the good that an unbeliever does, either Allah will reward him in this world already by giving him fame, by giving him honor, by, you know, removing calamities from his path. Or some scholars say it could be in the year after, the punishment will be lesser because of his good deeds. but his good deeds will not be able to save him from the punishment or to secure him entry into Jannah. For that, you need the solid foundation, and that foundation is Islam and Iman. So let us think for a moment that we have that solid foundation, not because we worked for it, but because Allah granted it to us. That's our greatest asset. That's Allah's greatest bounty upon us. How grateful should we be to Allah for that? Verbally, we should be grateful, but practically, we should work to preserve that Iman and enhance that Iman so that we can die with that Iman intact, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.